What were they going to do? This was the question. 7. Some said they would stay in the kivas and live on roasted corn as long as they could, thinking that the women might get over this trouble and their anger. While the wives were still feeling strong against their men, they called a council. Every woman was present. At this council it was decided that the men would be falsely forgiven and would be taken back by every wife. All this was followed out. And the husbands were made happy. But knowing all this, the chief, Yihaiwa, and village crier, and their families, were greatly troubled and were sad. A thought came to the chief's mind of what he should do and how he must punish his people. Now with all this he was troubled in mind. About this time, when the men had been falsely forgiven, the women were going around and running wild after the unmarried boys, so that they might break the hearts of their husbands and so be revenged. Their families were neglected and their fires and cookings were left unattended. Among both men and women there was not a soul who could be happy in such sinful days, for there was murder, suicide, and every other wicked thing that made the days darker and darker. All this worry and sorrow was on the chief. What could be done? Nobody knew. So he went calling on his wise man, Posey Wivumcom, personally, and broken hearted as he was, he could not help but shed tears at every call. These wise men were named Kodiwa, Tani, Sudiwa, Komi, Sidiwa, Nawaki, and Kauisa. And they were the best of all wise men, with high ideals. But everything was for the chief to say in those days, so he asked every wise man to come to his council on the fourth day, out at a distant place away from the people. The day came and the chief was out early that morning. With his bag of tobacco and pipes he was waiting for his wise men to come to the appointed place. 1. By one they came, each with his bag of tobacco and his pipe. The village crier was the last to arrive, and now everyone had come who was expected. Here they kindled a fire and being weary and sad they were rather quiet, sitting around their fire. The chief filled up his pipe with tobacco, lit it and smoked, then passed it to Yowa, the village crier. He puffed the smoke 4 times, then looked up to the chief, saying, "Father." In return the chief said, "My son." The pipe was passed on around in the same manner to every man. After the chief's pipe was all smoked out, every man filled his own pipe. Every pipe was first handed to the chief. Here they had their fatherly and brotherly smoke. 8. When the smoking was done the chief said, "My dear fellow men, I pray in hopes that the gods, our fathers, get the smell of our smoking that they may have mercy upon us. With their power, I pray we will succeed and win because of what I have planned to do. My dear fellow men, it is this. We must find a new place somewhere and we must find some way to get out of this sinful land, either below or above. I am in hopes to save some of you people if you only could realize this and feel as grieved as I do about the trouble we are having this very day. I pray you to help me." Everybody was silent, arms folded, heads down over their knees while the chief was speaking. Every word was heard. Then they said, "Our father, our chief, we pray with all our hearts and we are ready to help you. We will stand with you. We will walk in your path and whatever you ask of us we will do." "Very well," he said, "be watchful and look ahead in my path that I may not mislead you. I pray you all and hope that the words you have spoken are from the very hearts of you and are true. We pray you, chief, that the words we speak are from every heart, and they are true." "Very well, my fellow men, I thank you. We will get busy at once. Tomorrow we will make payos, prayer offerings, for our gods asking for the mercy and blessings that they bring upon us. I, the chief, Yahiwa, again thank you all. Be here earlier tomorrow. The men went to their homes with the hope of success in their hearts, for they were true, honest men and were loyal to their chief. The next morning being the second day of the meeting, the chief and all his wise men came to the same place where they had met the day before and here they smoked, as usual. Every man had brought his material with which to make payos, or prayer sticks. Now, said the chief, my dear fellow men, let us start our work, and let every heart be in earnest. Let no soul be discouraged, for we must work till we succeed. Our father and chief, we are strong in heart to be with you. There is no thought in us to forsake you. Very well, I thank you all, said the chief. 9. So here they made their prayer sticks all the forenoon and part of the afternoon. The chief had done his cutting of the payos first, then the rest had copied after his, for he knew every sort of cut for a certain god. All this was well done. When they had finished their payo making, every man, with his tray or plaque full of prayer sticks held in front of him, again circled around the fire and filled his pipe with tobacco to smoke. With the Hopi, smoking a pipe is the most true and earnest way of showing himself in prayer. Here they let the smoke pass from their mouths onto the trays of their prayer offerings to let the gods know they were earnest. With the Hopi, the smell of the smoke is the most sincere message to the gods, and for this reason much smoking is done at the times of all ceremonies. Now the work was well done for that day, so the chief said, this will be all for today, and tomorrow we will see again what we can do. Let us all leave our payos here and four of you will stay to guard our things, while the rest of us will go home and get something to eat. Then we will all come back and will bring you something to eat, and from now on we will camp here to the finish. This was the third day of their session. The four men stayed to watch, so that nothing would harm their prayer offerings, for they afraid that the witches and the wizards might send a spy to find out what was going on, for it has always been believed by the Hopi that the witches and wizards could change their form into anything, into wild animals or birds of any kind. The men who had gone home all came back and brought food for the rest that had stayed. Now they were to take turns that night in watching, so that nothing could come close enough to see what kind of payos they had made. They did this, and at last morning came and the watchman had done well. Then the chief called his men to come together and take their places in a circle. And their smoking started, asking for mercy and the blessings of the gods, and all this was done. And again the chief looked up and said, my dear fellow men, our work is done so far, but we must have someone, we must call somebody who is wiser than we are to do the rest, or to finish the work for us. So let us now sing the calling song. With this song they called the mocking bird, Yappa. Now when he came he asked them, why do you want me? What can I do for you? The chief said, we are in great need of you, for you are so much wiser than us all, and you know all the songs of our gods. We need your help. We want to be sure that we make no mistakes. This is why we have called for you to come, and so we did make some payos for you. 10. The chief handed him a tray of payos, and the mocking bird was very glad to receive the prayer offerings. This was the fourth day when the mocking bird was called. After receiving the prayer sticks, the mocking bird said, yes, I am called a wise bird and one that knows everything, and of the songs I know all. But there is still somebody higher than I, and he is above me, and this one is the canary bird, S.I. Katsi. Make no mistakes, call him. If he comes and says for me to help you, then I will For he is still the wisest of all, and his advice we must follow. Now I must go and hide, for I do not want him to know and grow jealous because I came first." The mockingbird left and was gone. Then again they sang their calling song for the canary bird, and he came and sat on a nearby bush. "Welcome," said the men, and he flew and sat down right in the center of them. "Why do you call me?" he asked. "Why do you want me here?" "Yes," said the chief, "we called you because we are in trouble, and you being the wisest of all, we need your help. With all my heart, truly and honestly I pray you to help us." "You are right," said the bird, "I am always in all prayer offerings. My feathers are always first. The trouble you are having I know all about. I wondered why you have waited so long to call me." "My dear bird," said the chief, "it is like this. Our minds are full, we are almost insane and cannot think right, so do not think we mean to pass you by." "I understand you," said the bird, "so I am here to help you. But I cannot do everything alone. I cannot perform my ceremony without the magic songs. The mockingbird must be with us. Call him at once. We need him." Again the Hopi sang their calling song, and soon the mockingbird was in sight. As he came near, everybody said, "Welcome." "Yes, here I am," said the bird, "why do you want me?" "It is I," said the canary. "Without you and your magic songs nothing could be done. Certainly, being noted for my songs I feel that it is my duty to be here and help you," said the mockingbird. 11. Before getting things ready for the ceremony, the two birds flew back around the rocks, and there they changed their form into human beings. When they came back, the Hopi saw that they were handsome tall men with long straight black hair.